Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Off the ball. Rugby.
Absolutely loves what he said. He said, we need to develop more X-Factor players in key positions. Like, that was his first entry into being the director of rugby.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball. With Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up on today's GAA Daily, the Tailteann Cup takes centre stage. Down prepare for their semi-final tie and a quick turnaround for Cork as they face the Dubs. But first, the Tailteann Cup has dominated the headlines this week. The semi-finals are set for Croke Park on Sunday, with Antrim facing Laois at 2 and Down taking on Sligo from 4. Calls had been made to switch days with the All-Ireland Hurling quarter-finals, with Cork facing Dublin and Clare taking on Wexford in Turles on Saturday. However, following a vote at a central council meeting on Sunday, the dates and the games remained as they were. Mayo great Andy Moran was asked about the importance of the competition on Off the Ball Breakfast.
It almost feels that there's a tone, Andy, about the relevance of the Tailteann Cup, despite the fact that when the Tailteann Cup was first invented, we were heralding how brilliant it would be to have semi-finals on live television in a primetime slot in the middle of the summer, with 4 teams getting this sort of exposure to Croke Park and to the big time, essentially. And it sort of feels like that whole point has been completely forgotten this week.
Yeah, I try to stay away from it as much as I could, to be honest, because I am such a big... Coming from, I suppose, a privileged background of playing Division One football all my life and then going down to a Division Four team and seeing how important the Tailteann Cup is, lads. This is, if we want to build Gaelic games and we want to build Gaelic football, the Tailteann Cup is it might be the perfect answer, but it definitely is close to it. And I've seen some people saying, oh, what's the point, and crowds falling and use the Waterford-Longford game as an example. Okay, I need to address that. Our group was the group where New York were going to fit into because the score difference was so... It was a neutral venue. It was Waterford v Longford, and neither of them teams were probably going to go through just because what happened previous in the games. Now, how many people did people expect in that game? People putting 7 points. Were they expecting 150 in a neutral venue against 2 teams that were probably out of the competition? So I hate when people use disparaging comments like that about counties who were trying to build. But for the championship to build, I am telling you now, lads, you've a game there at the weekend between Sligo and Down. Down ran Armagh to a point, and Sligo ran Galway to a point. And without the last 2 years of the Tailteann Cup, that would never have happened. That would never have happened. They wouldn't have been able to get to year 3, they wouldn't have been able to get that close to an Armagh or a Galway. Couldn't get there.
Down meanwhile progressed to the last 4 of the Tailteann Cup after beating Wicklow 118 to 12 points last weekend. Down boss Conor Laverty says the competition has been beneficial.
The last time I spoke to you was after, it was bitter disappointment for you guys. You pushed Armagh all the way and you were looking at the disappointment of being in the competition. How are you finding the competition now that you're obviously into the semi-final, of course, but how are you finding it as a whole?
Listen, I felt the group stage of the competition was to try new players, to give players opportunities to get a 1-15 jersey. get minutes in boys' legs, and then today was probably about trying to hone back to get our best 15 in the field, and maybe boys coming back from injury getting minutes into their legs as well. So listen, it's where we're at. That's it, you know what I mean? We can say everybody would love to be in the Sam Maguire, but we have to take our medicine and say, listen, we're in this competition and we would just like to give it our best rattle.
And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I imagine you guys want to target and go all the way.
Like, listen, we just want to get back to Crow Park next weekend and do ourselves a better performance than we did the last hour, and that'll be really be the target now to knuckle down and really focus on that.
Cork hurling boss Pat Ryan, meanwhile, says his side will have to up their work rate this weekend. The Rebels face Dublin in Saturday's All-Ireland Hurling Championship quarter-final, going into the game the back of the win over Offaly in the preliminary quarter-final last weekend. Speaking after that game, Ryan says his side will have to be better against the Dubs.
Is that the work rate that you were disappointed with? Was there a couple of interceptions as well?
Very disappointed, yeah. Look, I thought we were sloppy, didn't get enough turnovers in what we've been getting over the last couple of games we played in. But look, that's the way we look at it and we move forward.
Crucially, you got goals when it mattered.
Yeah, I got a couple of great goals, and looking first to Patrick, he'll have a couple of great saves for us when it was needed, which was great for him. But look, we'll back to training on Monday night and see where we go from here.
Yeah, it's going to be a very different challenge against Dublin and Turles. Very quick turnaround to that game as well. How do you get the lads up for that now?
Look, it's fantastic. From our side of things, look, to know that we're in the All-Ireland quarter-final. Look, it wasn't looking bleak during the Munster Championship, so we're ready to go after that. Like,
you know. You've been getting bodies back. Robbie O'Flynn back on the pitch again today. The panel has been beefed out quite a bit, hasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Look, we know we've plenty of players, but look, you know, it's trying to get them to harness the power that they have, you know.
Wexford's Liam Ryan, meanwhile, is set to miss Saturday's clash with Clare and Thurles. The defender has a hamstring injury. Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.